How are we feeling 3 days in?
Good. I like the progress. I like where we started. I can tell that the guys did a great job with the strength coaches in the weight room in the summer. I think the strength coaches did a phenomenal job having our guys ready. I like the mentality of what they gained from all their player run practices in the summer. I just think we're way ahead of where we were last year this time.
How beneficial was that, having a strength staff for winter conditioning the whole year instead of, you know, a summer change like last year?
Well, I think it's huge, and especially for who those guys are. I think those guys do a phenomenal job. Ryan Fils and his staff just, I mean, our guys' body physiques changed drastically. I think we're way stronger than we were. We're more fluid right now. I just can't say enough about how well those guys prepared those guys for right now.
With how many guys do you have at safety? Have you worked in Micah at all at nickel? And how do you feel about him?
We are playing him a little bit at nickel right now. We're trying to see how we get those guys more involved. We have six safeties right now that have started games at BYU. So it's a tough battle right now. And then you add a couple really, really talented freshmen to the group, and it is battle royale. I can't wait to see how it unfolds.
Is Micah fully healthy? Do you sense he is?
Yeah, he's been taking full go reps right now. Yep.
Che Bryan Strother was a late addition to your guys' defense. Mm-hmm. What was the thinking in bringing him in?
Well, the availability when he went into the portal, there was a connection with his brother playing basketball here at BYU. He was a phenomenal athlete out of high school that we knew a lot about. Had a good career at UCLA, and when he was available, I think he just added a lot of depth to our linebacker room, and he's just elevated the competition in that room.
Is he capable of starting for you think?
Absolutely. We wouldn't have brought him in if he wasn't. That's just, we don't bring those kind of guys in unless we think that they can beat people out.
Did he want to be here more, or did you guys reach out to him first and kind of give the recruiting spiel to him, I guess, when he was on the portal?
I think recruiting's both, right? I think that there was some interest. I think we had to recruit him to get him here because there were other schools interested as well. So that's recruiting, right? There's got to be a little bit of interest on their part, and then we got to do a great job of getting him here.
Losing Ben obviously is a blow to your defense, but have you been planning for it? What's been the whole thought process throughout all this?
Yeah, that's the worst part of the game, right, is the injuries and fighting through the injuries. And I just my heart goes out to Ben and his career, and I still think he has a football career, but dang it, as that thing recovers, we just wish the best for him. It's hard to replace Ben Bywater, but that's our job, and that's why we're always recruiting, and we're always looking for the next guy, and that's the mentality we got to have right now, is the next man up. We need someone to step up, and we've had that. I see some of the linebackers that were on the roster last year playing much better now, and then the addition of some of the new guys, Jack Kelly, has really added some good depth to that room.
Seems like Harrison Taggart is kind of at the top of that list for guys who have really stepped up through the offseason and kind of just start camp a little bit. Is that a fair assessment, or is that just what we're
very fair? About? Yeah, I like Harry's progression right now. You see his speed show up. He's way more comfortable right now in the defense than he was a year ago. And he's right now actually way ahead of where he ended spring ball. So I like his progression. I like the progression of the whole linebacker group. I think Justin Nen has done a good job with those guys.
How's the preparation with the direct calling to the headset and the iPads?
You know what? We are calling into the helmet right now with the little thing. That seems pretty flawless right now. I don't think there's a lot to that. We have not implemented the iPads just yet too much. We have them on the sideline. We've actually used them a little bit, but not full-scale implementation of those. We'll do that a lot next week and for sure leading into those first couple scrimmages.
Will you talk to the Mike linebacker?
Yes, right now that's the plan. Yep.
You mentioned freshman. Ephraim Asiata also looked good in spring. How's he been able to assimilate?
Well, we're only a short while into that whole freshman class, but I think we hit a home run with all those guys. Ephraim's one that you see his physicality show up. He's a football player. He's just nifty, understands the game, knows where the ball's at, and he's been making good plays. But I think we hit a home run with a lot of those guys in that freshman class.
Could you expound on those guys?
Well, Tommy Prassis, Faletau Satawala in the safety group, I think have done a phenomenal job. Ephraim Asiata, Kini Fonohema, those guys stand out. The transfer, Jack Kelly, obviously I mentioned. Che looks good, Strother. But that freshman class now is going to be special. So I can't wait. We're going to have to fight like crazy to keep them all here because there's some good talent in that group.
You've got Jacob Robinson in one corner spot. Is it going to be a rotation to find out the other guy, or is it Maury that we've seen out here in observation so far?
There's going to be a battle for sure, and I think Maury had a phenomenal summer. Evan Johnson really stepped up, and he has played really good the last 2 days. Mark Collins has done some good things. There's some talent in that group that Marcus McKenzie's one that's played for us. So we need those guys to continue to step up and separate who's going to be the second, third, fourth corner. But I like the group.
Are Marcus and Ciale both full go after their foot injuries?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They're both playing out here. I don't know. What is full go? Like, I mean, they're out here going full speed. Whether they feel 100%, I don't. That's probably unfair for me to say, but they're going. Jonathan Cabella is another freshman that really has stood out.
What position is he playing?
He's playing corner right now.
Jay, you're going hard for these four straight days, basically.
Yep.
A lot of heat. Mm-hmm. What's the benefit for your defense to really kind of
We got to get used to playing in the heat. Those first couple games were hot. Even here in Utah, those games are hot. We play SMU week two. We play Baylor week five. We got to be ready for the heat. And I think the only way to get used to the heat is playing the heat. And you can't be soft. You can't take it easy on them. But you got to be smart. And I think we are.
What are your expectations for Tyler going into his final season at the end? He's had a lot of accolades. But what are your expectations to kind of level up?
Well, Tyler Batty last year led the Big 12 in QB hurries. I expect more out of him than that. So if he leads the Big 12 again in QB hurries, we need more sacks. I fully suspect that he's only going to get better. He's another one of those guys in the weight room. He put on like 30 pounds on his bench, and he's bigger and stronger than he's ever been. I suspect that he will have a phenomenal year.
Piggybacking off that, it seems like in the offseason, recruiting, et cetera, development, that you guys were focused on pass rush, improving the pass rush. What makes you optimistic that the pass rush will be more effective, more efficient this year?
Well, I think some of the guys that we brought in make us better in the pass rush. I think the understanding overall of the defensive scheme makes us better in pass rush. I think those guys just cutting loose and knowing when they can take their chances and let it rip makes us better. And then as much as anything, like I say, the development in the off season, if you look at some of those guys, Blake Mangelson put 50 pounds on his bench. He's bigger and stronger than he's ever been. Batty's that way. John Nelson's that way. And you take veteran guys who've been here for a long time and see those kind of strength gains, I think that's huge for the program and just what the strength coaches did. And it's going to pay off in how those guys play.
Have you seen enough of the defense so far, perhaps later, to where you're like, okay, I can call this level or this kind of player this level of aggression?
I think that's premature right now, three practices in, but a week from now I think we'll have a much better understanding of that, especially after the first scrimmage next Saturday. But I do know this, we're further ahead at this stage, practice three, than we were last year quite a bit. So
anything else? Last question.
How beneficial has it been to get so much roster retention and have guys that already knew what you expect and kind of hit the ground running?
Well, this is something that I think administration did a phenomenal job with. The fans do a great job with. The NIL opportunities and what BYU represents and everything BYU community and alumni can provide for the players has helped us retain guys. And moving forward, I think that that's going to be a critical part of who we are, is we need the administration and alumni and all those people to help keep those players here. But it's such a special place. That's going to be a critical part of our success moving forward.